I know you had to go through, Bernard, what I'm sure was a very painful task of cutting sports in this, you know, crazy world that we're living in now. Can you discuss that a little bit? What went into that process and making that difficult decision?
Yeah, it was a very difficult one. Still dealing with some of the fallout, and especially visiting with our student athletes who were impacted by the decision. You know, a lot of discussions with my president, my provost, the board of trustees. The financial pressures were mounting. You know, we're a program that runs 36 varsity sports, and that's really a high number compared to many in Division I. And at the end of the day, I can't blame it all on the pandemic, but certainly the pandemic added some pressures when we looked at some financial forecasting as the impact of this will have, especially on fall sports, and especially when you look at the football season and the tickets you're trying to sell and the donors that come along with it, the donations that come along with it. So we just thought we had to reduce our offerings, and so we're going through that process right now. We're allowing our student athletes to play one more year, and then our plan is to go from 36 sports and reduce it to 25.
You know, that comes into